of brotherly love is buzzing with anticipation for the 2017 NFL Draft. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The players are here. All 32 teams are represented. People are ready for the very first draft held in Philadelphia in 56 years, not since 1961, back when they didn't even talk to the prospects until a week after they drafted them. But today, the draft got started. Even though it doesn't actually get off until tomorrow, it got started with the players getting involved in the community. They went up to the Shriners Hospital, where they were instructed by the hospital administrator to get down and dirty with these kids, to give them an NFL experience and to have a good time. And judging on the smiles, the faces of the players and the kids, everybody enjoyed it, especially the players who are anticipating a very big day tomorrow.
I'm soaking it in. I love it. I love every minute of it. And I think this is going to be the best, highlight besides being drafted, putting a smile on these kids' face.
You can always say, certain people that you have an idea. But everybody has an opinion. Everybody, no matter what, no matter how good you are, no matter what you do, everybody has an opinion about you. You got to sit back and kind of just wait.
It comes with the territory, regardless of the position or who you are. There are going to be people that talk bad about you, that takes your strengths and talk good about it, and take your weaknesses and talk bad about it. It's part of the process. It's part of the life. It's part of playing football.
My family speaks for itself. This is a great running back class for a lot of running backs who's coming out with me. So, it's going to be a tough decision for any GM, any owner, to pick one of us. At the end of the day, it's up to them whether they want me or not.
Speaking of tomorrow, what will the Jaguars do? It's hard to get a read, probably because Tom Coughlin is back, and he gives out no signals whatsoever. There's all sorts of talk about a defensive lineman, a safety, a running back. Mike Mayock, probably the preeminent NFL draft analyst, threw a different wrinkle at running back today when I asked him, which one do you think will help Blake Bortles the most?
I just happen to think McCaffrey's special. I think he's a four-down back. They've already got Yeldon. They've got two backs there that I think they felt did well late in the year, when they changed play callers and made it more of an emphasis. But I'd bang the table for Christian McCaffrey at four just like I would at eight. I think he's that kind of player.
Admit it. That's a name you hadn't heard to the Jaguars and one you probably hadn't thought of. I don't know whether it will happen or not, but it's sure fun to consider all the possibilities between now and when the draft kicks off on Thursday evening. And of course, all the possibilities, all the real news will be right here on Jaguars.com. We'll have Facebook Live starting at 4 o'clock, television at 7 o'clock, radio, and I'll have the first pick for you immediately after the player is chosen. We'll find him and get him for you here on Jaguars.com. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Get ready for the draft, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.